The form actually says, you can attribute, you call up during Amy Goodman and stuff and say, I want to pledge this to Roy of Hollywood. And just say, you can put it right in. There's a line in the form for doing that. So absolutely, the person on the phone can direct the money to any program they want. It's in the form. Just take a look at it. It's right in there.
From my volunteer experience, the donations go to the show that's on the air at that hour. Regardless
of the default, that's a default. It can be overridden by the person taking the call at the request of the person who makes the call.
I understand that Terry Guy's desk, I don't know if that paperwork is really, I had a chance to go through, and when I approached that in the phone room, that's where they tell me it's being directed, that the money is just, they have to move on, it's going towards that hour in which the call came in. And so people can pick up premiums from KPFK that has been on the air at an earlier hour, but if somebody calls during Freedom Now time for something that they want in Fast Language Programming will not get the funding. Freedom Now will get the funding.
Well, that's true, and that's a change in procedure that's very sound, because the key puncher has that information in there on the form, and it can be directed to wherever the caller, the pledger, wants to direct it.
It's entered in at that time, in that hour, in that slot, and so that when the manager comes in and says, how much money did we make this hour, that is the total.
Yeah.
There's a motion.
We've
got to move
on.
Out of time.
Okay, we're out of time.
I'd like to make a motion in light of the discussion. And we don't have the GM here today. And it's all well and good to chat with him. But we are the LSB. The fact that we all have the confusion that we have, and the fact that about how a system is working, the fact that we have this disgruntlement that some of us have expressed about the proposal that he's making, my motion is that no changes be made, no such changes be made with respect to the fund drive and measuring programs worth only by the money that brings in, until we've had a chance to have him here and express our concerns with him on the record here when he is here to respond to them.
Yeah, when you say no change, you mean not do the fund drive, or you're talking about not the drive?
No, not change the rules of the fund drive.
Oh, okay.
And not take it in specific, not put in place what he claims he's going to put in place, which is that a show has to pay its own way.
Well, in past fund drives, we've been able to do our own premiums. Are you saying is that going to affect, or we'd have to give away Gary Null bars?
No, I think we should be able to put in our own premiums. And I'm not trying to make a whole motion. I'm just trying to say that the central piece, and he hasn't said any of those other things, the central piece that he said that I object to, that you objected to, and a lot of us objected to, is the idea that if a program doesn't carry its own weight financially, by somebody else's standards, then they're off the air. And my motion is that policy not be put in place.
Jim, help me out. Where does it say that in this report?
One of the things that minorities programs are going to be done, and we support what is moving right here, because we don't have that money.
In the summer
fund drive section,
What page?
Summer fund drive. He talks about the fund drive. It's the middle of the page. He says, beyond the revenue that is raised, the data derived from this experiment will be an invaluable part of program review. It is vital that in addition to listenership, KPFA, I believe that's a mistake in his typing, because he says KPFA, but he means KPFK, have an understanding of the degree to which our listeners sponsors are willing to sponsor those programs that rarely have ever asked for support. And he says, no longer will programs generate a few listeners and little revenue remain untouched.
during the summer fund drive, all shows and programmers will be given a chance to show at least a spark of hope that they can contribute in a substantial way to the survival of the station. If they cannot, there will be little choice but to move underperforming programs or to replace them with shows which have a proven record of success.
And my motion is that that's part of his proposal. But good that he's not here. I can't ask him more specifically than what he's put in here. That portion of his proposal, which to a reasonable mind suggests what we have suggested is be not implemented until such time as he comes to this board and elaborates on what he has in mind, and we have a chance to tell him what we think about it. That's my motion.
No changes shall be made to fund drive rules, and programs shall not be canceled based on fund drive totals until the IDM can confer directly with the LSP.
We're way over time for this session here, and we need to make public comments before the vote.
So before the vote, public comment?
No, we have to discuss this
monthly. Public comment.
And then we vote.
Yep. Right.
We have discussion of this motion.
Yeah, we have discussion and then they have comments.
And then we comment.
We have to extend.
After public comment.
Before public comment, because they need to comment on our discussion.
Yeah.
Correct.
How many minutes again?
Five minutes.
To have discussion. I don't care whether it's before or after public comment.
Okay, and I'd like to, if we can do 1 minute per speaker.
It can pass, but it's not an
option. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, 5 minutes. So, 5 minutes of discussion with the board, then we'll go to public comment, and then we'll take the vote.
If the board agrees to extend by 5 minutes, which we haven't voted on.
We'll take a vote on the extension of time. If you'd like to extend 5 minutes, we're using 1 minute right now. If you would like to extend for 5 minutes, please raise your hand.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, fine.
You want to withdraw your objection?
Yeah.
Okay, so pass it without objection. Okay, 5 minutes. 1 minute for speaker, Mr. Novick.
Yeah, we pushed for several years to have a strategic planning with the entire staff, paid and unpaid, and governance, and I think that the thrust of this report, which is to try to begin the change with the fund drive, is completely asked backwards as part of the expression. You cannot make the changes in the fund drive that you want to make. You have to make the changes by developing a base, an audience, and a relation with the community around your program. And then the fund drive will follow suit and will be successful. You can't cut your way out of the problem, and you can't hold an axe over people's heads and say you must raise money in the fund drive without having given them support and promotion and all the other things that have to take place in terms of outreach and base building and bringing in fresh voices that will attract listeners to sustain the station.
Thank you. Kim,
what is it?
Just reread the first phrase of that motion.
No changes shall be made to fund drive rules.
Okay. So, no changes shall be made to what we've been doing? Is that what he's saying? I mean, in other words, let's keep doing the same thing that has produced failure over and over. I object to the way this motion is. It just sounds to me like we're too afraid to try something new and let's just keep the status quo, which is failing. So there's a whole bunch of fear and miscommunication going on here, and unfortunately, you know, whatever he wrote here is not clear, and it's unfair of us to jump to conclusions about what is in the Mr. Brodsky's head about this.
Should have been here.
Yeah, but he's not. I don't know why he's not.
Okay, you're at time.
No, and that's unfair to criticize him for that. And the fact is, I didn't say
I wanted to add one thing here. I went in and I made a contribution while there wasn't a fund drive going, and asked, can it be given to a particular program? And they said yes, and I made the contribution. So this is something that adds on to this discussion.
Isn't
that the one
I did?
What?
Rodrigo? Yeah, the issue here is that we are doing the same thing as we are doing. What we've been doing, what we've been doing so far, and whoever is the programmer and whoever is been working on this knows very well, is that we have an IPD or an IPM who does whatever they want, whenever they want. They change program at their will, they put it on the morning or in the late at night, or they go, you know, the black programmer, they put a stricken on Saturday just because they wanted, they never went to the black programmers and said, you know what do you think about it? You know, they put the Spanish language programming at their will, you know, whatever they wanted. So there is no process, there is nothing, there is no consultation with anybody there. So they see, when they become GMs or CDs, they become the owners of the registration, and they think they know it all. So, yes, this one is more of the same thing that we've been doing over and over, instead of developing an integral, in a way, of incrementing the business, the base, you know, with different forums, community forums, going and doing the report from the grassroots of movement. That's not what we are doing. We are trying to go to the big fishes and get them the money. That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Concha, our last
minute. I thought I was in the queue.
You are. John hasn't spoken.
Yeah. So, I move to extend.
The question that we have before us is how we're going to most effectively raise funds, and you need to have people who are professional fundraisers in order to be successful, and to do that, we need a support system. Now, I have suggested for years that what we do is have each programmer provide a certain segment and a premium. And then the professional pitchmeisters get in there and pitch it. And then we have maybe a half dozen an hour. And this way they get to hear their regular programs, they hear the pitch in the voice of the person they're used to, and then the pitchmeister gets in there and says, years ago I had a premium, I think a book by Diane Ravitch, and that did well, but I had Christine helping me. If you don't have professional help, it's very hard for those of us to put on programs to really raise funds to specialize skill. So I would like to see that implemented where each programmer would put together a 10-minute pitch on a particular item, and then the pitchmeister would get in there and try to sell it during that hour, or promote it during that hour.
I agree.
Thank you.
But I mean, that's what the plan is.
We are at time. We're going to need to...
Please, I move to extend 1 minute so I can make my comment.
Is there any additional... Okay.
I think that there's a problem of communication here. I've heard people, particularly on the outside of the room, complaining bitterly for years that Alan Minsky won't allow them to pitch, and I think that this is the response of management to give every programmer, such as Steve Pride, a chance to pitch the first week, because otherwise Alan Minsky just comes by and says, oh, you're not pitching because you never raise any money, whatever. Here, this general manager, despite perhaps a not too well-written report and a vague in this regard, is saying every programmer will get a chance to pitch the first week. And that's a good thing because people have been asking that and decrying Alan Minsky about that for a long time. And I think that's what's going on here.
Steve has a point of personal privilege.
This is a point because I think the point I made is in telling this. Yeah. My problem is I'm having a pitch with premiums that has nothing to do with my audience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing a guest that pertains to my audience, you can tune into that guest and say, I'll thank you for giving me either their DVD, their book, whatever. I'm going to be pitching to me. It has nothing to do with my guest.
What's the name of the person who says you come with the word
programmer?
We need to go to public comment. I do need to make an announcement. First, I do want to thank the outreach committee
for bringing food this evening. There is some food and some food next Thursday during the meeting. We'd like to thank the outreach committee for bringing that.
Rest up for.
Some background on KPFA. For the past 10 years or so, the morning drive time program has been its biggest moneymaker. Most of the past 10 years, KPFA has been doing better than most of the other stations in the network, and for most of the past 10 years, KPFA has not had a program director. When there were staff cuts across the network, KPFA delayed. The manager there would not lay off people. The general manager stepped in and laid off people, and part of that layoff included canceling its morning drive time show, which had some paid staff support. So there was a big uprising among listeners wanting their morning drive time show back. A volunteer-produced program was put in its place, which has built its audience. And now that volunteer-produced program has been replaced by uprising from KPFK, and so once again, the listeners in KPFA who have the audience that's been built for their biggest morning drive time show is unhappy with that. And so that's what's going on there. Plus, with the ED changeover at the national level, one side liked the morning show and the other side doesn't like the morning show, so there's a national political thing going on with the morning show cancellation also.
I run a church in South Central. You can probably generally tell when somebody, the doors never locked 24/7. You can generally tell what drug a guy's smoking by how he starts to talk. I've been there 25 years. I want you to note how our GM is talking in the opening paragraph. I also run the treasurer of the Green Party of California, and with that nonprofit and with KPF, I mean with the Quakers, there's a very delicate line that a nonprofit uses in how it structures what it does and all that. Those opening lines are very dangerous for our educational nonprofit network. Again, read those first two paragraphs. My other point is the fudge that's going on with what Sonali accomplished with 5 days on two stations with two or three runs a day is pin money. And in doing so, Sonali gutted some of the best community programming in KPFA land.
I appreciate, Terry, you giving up the landscape there, because there was a DVD that was sent out, and I sent it out two weeks ago. Bernard Duncan is the architect behind everything. And Bernard Duncan does not have to face the mob outside of KPFA. Bernard Duncan doesn't have to face what's going on here. Bernard Duncan is very well situated where he's at. And unfortunately, he has not been given a limited term. He is interim, and we know what happens to interims. I want Alan Minsky gone not only yesterday, not only the year before, not only years ago. He should have never been at that position. He has caused us so much hardship. And what is happening here is what we need to be afraid of. And we must, and I'm glad that this motion was passed. If you look at the 2007 grid, programming grid, and you compare it with today, 2014, you can see immediately what's going on. Most of the program is pre-recorded, no local groups, and there lies the problem. And all of this is I don't know, but I've been talking about this for years, and look where we are today. Thank you.
Just to remind that the LSB forum is almost half empty. I don't know where the members have gone to. Although this is not the report on the community advisory board. I want to observe that there is a problem of respect for people who volunteer for KPFK. I don't know whether that is the same situation with the whole of Pacifica. take the question of food that Rodrigo mentioned, that people who come to volunteer during fund drive will not be able to step outside and have some cup of coffee and some kind of light food. And some people are saying that helps to save some budget for the station. It is this culture of disrespect for people who volunteer for the station. I strongly hope that the proposal that you put before the LSB, I am not saying changes should not be made. It's with my sister Kim, who always visits the members of the community when they stand for public comment. I know she never speaks there to listen. So I call her my sister. I hope the proposal you put forward, that I want changes to be made, but until due consultations are held, particularly with those disadvantaged programmers, that those changes should not be effected. I hope that this LSB will hold strongly to this proposal.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention that KPFK is the number one fundraiser, not KPFA. If anybody wants to learn what is the mic, it should be... Sorry?
Use the mic.
Sorry, it should be... KPFK raises more money than any other station in the network. KPFA should learn from us, not the other way around. I'd also like to ask what personal fundraising the IGM proposes that he's going to do. Senators, congressmen, presidents of universities primarily raise money. Ian Masters, for example, 5 o'clock, prime time, paid programmer, has a paid assistant producer, always gets the best premiums. He never has on-pitching help with anyone less than Alan Minsky. Much of the last fund drive, he raised $2,000. And he had a hard time breaking $2,000 many times. Really, we need to know what the metric is going to be for the volunteer programmers in off hours. Another thing is, I've been working on probably dozens and dozens of managerial changes that will save money and raise income. And one of the big ones is computerizing our own phone room. We'll be able to manage it ourselves. We can have all the benefits of the instant credit card processing, data entry. Also, because our membership does such a poor job of communicating with people that have premium problems, a lot of callers use the fund drive time to call up the problem. Those charges will be charged to us by the outsourced corporate call center. I've got dozens of other ones, but that's my time. Thank you.
Yes, we have 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
Hold it. What's the matter?
Imagine 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock is being run by who?
Amy Goodman tonight.
And when Jim is in Fusion Center, 300 people are there live. We don't hear that. They preempt his program. When he's running, a march in downtown LA, 500-600 people live for Emiliano Zapata, they preempt their program. It's every, premium are being donated. Look, I recruited 15 restaurants to donate food. That's I did it. Why they are not doing that? The outreach committee, we are 12 people, we could go and pick up the food. Why they have to pay some individual at this station? Look, one thing, two fund drive, I ordered, a stone with $175. Three months ago, I have not received that. And some of our friends, they paid $10 for Oliver Stone through another agency. They have it. Who's running this station?
Ellen Minsky. So the next public comment is coming up real soon. And make him up. Our next public comment, sir, is coming up real soon. It's right after the GM. We're going to take a vote now.
That is not right.
I'm not used to public speaking. I'm an engineer.
My main comment, how much you spend on these election costs. Eliminate them. What you're doing is like you do the same thing as randomly pick numbers of members. We're in the age of computers. You could have everything done online. You're assigned a PIN number and eliminate the cost of these meetings. And the other thing is it's turning into a new age program. I mean, you have these fund drives, it's all these same new age, same commercials over and over. I like to listen to the car show. They used to have premiums like Driving Dynamics and stuff like that related to cars. Okay. By the way, I'm a member, but I never got any confirmation of being a member.
Hi everyone, my name is Caleb. I'm also a recent addition to the community advisory board. I just want to introduce myself to the local station board. And I want to vocalize my support for music programs, specifically because I don't think they get enough light on the station. I think it would be a vital source of funds for the station, and I also want to support your guys' comments about programmers being able to select their own premiums, and just with my support for that. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. No, in a nutshell, you've got a lot of good ideas here, but a lot of them have been around, never heard them before. We never don't lack for good ideas. The problem is implementation, coordination, planning, organization. I hope those aren't just words. Unless those things are taken care of, good ideas pass fine. There was about a year ago, there was a meeting, maybe 20 people or so were there, that Bernard called about the whole matter of ideas, especially fundraising. But that follow-up, a lot of good ideas again, like some here. Follow-up meeting 2 weeks later, maybe half a dozen. That was the end of it. And I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying, this is a pattern for years I've seen this. So the problem is our organization, our lack of communication and dialogue vis-a-vis board, staff, management, among all the stations. You heard this report from me, but this discussion here just makes me think of it again. There's not a lack of good ideas, but to implement them, we have to have a structure and a process and planning so that they get done as appropriate and as viable.
Thank you.
Thank you. Public for your comment, and then the board will go to the vote. Now, on the motion, so the secretary can read the motion one more time.
No changes shall be made to fund drive rules, and programs shall not be canceled based on fund drive totals until the IGM can confer directly with the LSB.
So if you are in favor, first of all, are there any opposed? If you are in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. I know what he's saying, but I don't think it says what he's saying. Well, no changes, but you're funding me in particular evaluation.
Yeah.
No changes is something else. It is much broader.
That's right.
No changes with respect to evaluation.
No changes with respect to evaluation. Program evaluation.
Well, that's what programs shall not be canceled based on funds I told me. That's the same as evaluation.
The first sentence is in different.
First sentence will go? Oh, I heard it once. So
yeah, but we also want to be able to talk about the premiums.
Right.
We have access to premiums.
Well, if you want me to add something, tell me what it is.
Read the motion again.
Well, it's not how you want it. No changes shall be made to fund drive rules, and programs shall not be canceled based on fund drive totals until the IGM can confer directly with the LSB.
I would just strike the first part of no changes shall be made to the program evaluation with respect to fund drive or with respect to the availability of premium until further discussion with the IGM.
further discussion. That's good. Further discussion.
Yeah, and discussion. Well, a lot of discussion with the IG.
Why don't you just say people to be able to choose their own premiums? Just say it directly, because I don't know what that means.
Well, I need to make an amendment. I'd like to make an amendment. Well, first, he has to get the wording from what Mika added. Evaluation.
No change shall be made to program evaluation standards, or what? No, what is program? What is program evaluation? What happens to it? No changes shall be made regarding program evaluation.
Identify what is being changed. Schlapper is making the motion.
I'm happy to make the motion and state it in a different way.
But briefly,
as few words as possible. Programs shall not be canceled based on how much money they raise. Number one.
Well, okay, stop.
Program, are you ready?
Nope.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Next.
Programmers, every program shall have access to all premiums. No, I need one more. What do you mean?
Now you have to
understand. Very efficient.
Next.
And programmers shall be allowed to select premiums appropriate to their audience. Whether they're
audience shall be able to, what books?
Shall be allowed.
Be allowed.
To select and use premiums.
Germane.
Suitable or germane to their audience.
Appropriate to their audience.
Appropriate to their audience, whether they're on the general list or not.
A general list? That's what's called?
Whether they're on the general list.
May I just make an observation there?
Hold on. Listen, one moment.
Jim, we were discussing back and forth. I'm trying to get my input. When you say selected, if it's not on the general list, I think that creates a problem because we can have haphazard things that are just added. So it should be on the general list, but they would have to be able to add it to the general list.
The programmers then should be able to add premiums germane to their audience to the general list.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Well, I'm not sure if you're going to add. I mean, I object to the clause about having to talk to the LSV first because
I'm not putting that in there.
Okay, fine. Because my objection is people here are making these rules and really have very little idea of how it functions, quite frankly.
Okay, but still, you're making these rules.
Can I please finish? IGM should have a conversation with the programmers. Those are the ones who have concerns and need to understand his thinking about this and understand the process of how these fund drives work, which most people here do not understand. So that is my amendment, that the IGM have a discussion with the programmers about this process, to explain it to him and discuss their concerns.
Is there a second for that amendment?
No.
Second for that?
Yes.
Fine.
Thank you. It's not a friendly amendment.
No, I don't get it.
Are there any objections to the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll take a vote. If you are in favor of the motion, the amendment to the motion, well, can you read the first motion?
The IGM should have a conversation with the programmers to explain the fund drive process and discuss their concerns. Or discuss the programmer's concerns. Is that close?
Wait, the IGM discusses the programmer's concerns?
Well, yeah. No, the programmers have concerns about how this is going to work, what's going to go on, how they're going to be evaluated, how they can make their own premium, whatever.
If we're having debate, I'd like to have some debate on this. I'll say why I'm opposed to it.
Why are you opposed to it?
Because like we've thought it. I think there's some things that are so fundamental that I frankly don't care what the general manager says. And I think this idea of tying the future of a program, for example, to how much money it makes is one of them. I think the idea of limiting what kind of premium the program can make is another one of them. Now,
it's not a substitute, it's just an addition.
I understand. I'm opposed to the amendment because this is not something that I think the LSB needs to discuss with the program, with the interim general manager. This is a pronouncement from this board as to what we think should be the governing philosophy when it comes to the questions that are the points that are in my motion. Now, once that motion fails or passes, if Kim or somebody else would like to make another motion that says I think the general manager should try to educate or explain to the programmers how they, what about fund drives, that's a separate matter.
I see that they're being harmonious with the first motion because it is being essential to have communication. If anyone has a question about programming, they should be able to discuss it before anything is implemented. So perhaps it could be a separate motion, or it could be added on to it. I would support the idea of communication and encouraging communication with programmers.
Call the question on the amendment.
We're going to vote on the amendment. If you are in favor of Ms. Kaufman's amendment, please raise your hand. You are in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes, no, 1, 2, abstention, 1, 2, good, thank you, motion carries for the amendment, now the main motion.
Well, I have to put the text.
Okay. And then 8:55.
You're gonna read the motion?
I'm about to.
Yes.
No program.
Sorry, Jeff.
No program shall be rescheduled or canceled based on how much money they raise. Every programmer shall have access to all fund drive premiums, and programmers shall be allowed to select and add premiums appropriate to their audience, to the general list. The IGM shall have a conversation with the programmers to explain the fund drive process and discuss the programmers' concerns.
That doesn't sound like Jim's motion.
Jim's motion with the amendment.
Thank you. Okay.
I don't even mind the amendment, although I don't think it's.
So we're going to take a vote. First of all, are there any objections?
I'm going to abstain. Sorry.
Okay, so we'll take a vote.
I don't support the first part.
Okay, the main motion. If you are in favor of the main motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes? No? 1?
Okay. There was a no?
There is one no.
Okay.
An abstention?
I'm abstaining.
1, 2, abstention.
Yes is a 10, no is a 1, abstaining.
So by the way, folks,
Gary.
She just sent me the stuff. This policy comes from Minsky, doesn't come from Brodsky.
No.
From Alan Minsky.
It is not Minsky. Excuse me. Okay, we're on to the treasurer's report.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Please.
I think he wrote it.
please. Thank you. We need to go to the next item, the Treasury report.
I'm sorry.
The General Management Committee has had several meetings. The next one.
Right.
Excuse me. Mr. Wenger, please take a seat.
Dr. Wenger.
The General Manager Committee has been meeting. The meetings are open to the public, and the next one's listed. We have come up at this point with a job description proposal on the basis of which we will be advertising the position and then soliciting, obviously, applicants for it and conducting interviews. Once we get to those stages, it will be an executive session. The job description is attached to your agenda. And I'm not going to read it now, but basically it talks about the general idea of needing a general manager to provide leadership and vision, geared to that innovative, high-quality, community-based, non-commercial programming, and capable of doing the fundraising, supervising the management team, dealing with issues of financial accountability, maintaining the operations, ensuring the program and content meets all necessary requirements and also support of the mission. That the GM is responsible for filling all the various DPB, equal opportunity, equal employment opportunity, attorney general reports, serves as an ex officio member of this board, giving a report once a month. Select a program director from the pool that the LSP provides, supervises the personnel and deals with the contract negotiations, represents the station at public forums, handles media relations, engages in broad community outreach, develops strategies and plans for fundraising on and off air, oversees development of specific web services and social media engagement, oversees training of paid and unpaid staff in regard to all the policies, operations, program quality, fundraising, audience development. Requirements would be commitment to the mission, a bachelor's degree of mentoring experience with 3 to 5 years of management experience in radio or other media, nonprofit, non-commercial radio preferred, committed to creating a diverse workplace and serving the needs of a diverse audience, possess excellent management skills and a proven ability to work collaboratively with paid and unpaid staff and governance, and strong interpersonal communication skills, fundraising experience required, bilingual English, Spanish desirable, Pacific Foundation radio, KJFK, equal opportunity employer, not discriminating on the basis of race, nationality, gender, age, disability, or sexuality.
Mr.
Having served on the committee, I objected to the inclusion of bilingual English-Spanish desirable because there are a lot of desirable traits that somebody might have. For example, financial background, negotiation experience, and busy training. Desirable things are important, but should not be included under requirements. Now, as a bilingual teacher and someone trained as a court interpreter in English and Spanish, I recognize the high level that this represents, and this would serve to discourage people who might not have that skill. And, for example, I'm not aware of anyone who is currently employed by the station in a management position who has that language level skill. This is a skill that is not something that should be included in the description because it's something that clearly biases the pool of applicants, and it requires something at a much higher level. I had suggested that as an alternative, knowledge of Spanish is desirable, that would be fine, because that is a lower level. But to say somebody is bilingual, I studied for years to become bilingual. I studied for years to do court interpreting. It is not something that is just casually put in there.
There's quite a lot in here that's been changed that doesn't really make sense and is violates the bylaws. And I haven't read the whole thing. But mostly for the budget, financials, the GM does not make a budget in collaboration with the LSC at all. You read the bylaws, it says the LSC approves the budget or not approves the budget, period. That's all we get to do. GM makes their own budget. So I object to changing the bylaws about that. There's just other, a few other things about to ensure that the station maintains a balanced budget makes no sense. Because what we need to do throughout the year, you can't maintain a balanced budget. You can only maintain you can maintain having revenue more than expenses. You can just monitor to make sure you're not spending more than you're taking in throughout the year. The budget doesn't ever change. So you can't monitor a budget that doesn't change. You monitor your expenses and your revenue and make sure that you're not in deficit. He's assuring with accurate records for the annual audit. That's what the business manager goes. So there's problems with this. It's going to be confusing to an applicant for beginners.
So two things. When we did have a full-time HR director, this was the language that she recommended for this skill. You weren't on the board. Domingo Estrada was the full-time human resources director. So that was the language that she recommended. That's number one. Number two, I would like to amend it to include, we had discussed this in the committee, but we didn't have access to what was being offered right now in terms of salary or whether we should post it. KPFA has just hired their GM. They posted a range, which I think our committee favored, and the range they posted was 70 to 80. And they thought that it turned out to be quite useful in the negotiations with the person they eventually hired.
Are you making a motion?
No.
Yeah. Pardon? Are you making a motion?
That's an amendment.
Yeah.
Do you
have an amount?
The range, 70 to 80,000.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could put 70 to 80 DOE? I don't know.
Yeah. What we said in the committee was that we only put the DOE just to get experience. We said that this was over checked with the national office and the other stations about whether the range is put out. So. I think that's what we had in the committee.
We're going to take Chuck first because he hasn't spoken.
What's the committee?
Oh, who? Somebody?
I'll second.
I missed
the next microphone.
I missed the last committee meeting, but I really approve of the job description. And especially I approve of the Spanish-speaking part. Because how do you expect the general manager to communicate with programmers if he's ignorant of Spanish language? And they teach Spanish language in most of the schools. And he people have the opportunity to learn Spanish. It's pretty common knowledge that more people speak Spanish in Southern California than English. Why not require that of the general manager?
Fabio, have some of that?
And not only that, he has to be, or she has to be, sensitive to the Latin American community's issues. They have to be knowledgeable of what's going on, right? I mean, if you read the TPV requirements, that's one of the requirements, too. You have to serve, you know, the minorities. You have to serve those communities in order to get those funds.
Correct.
So, what are we playing right here, basically? So, we have to have somebody who is very sensitive to all minorities, right? Of course, you know, to those groups that are, you know, not represented in the big media outlets, but also, it must be, I mean, I wouldn't even say desirable, you know, I would say, you know, there has to be a requirement. You know, if we are going to have a meeting with the EM, ¿cómo voy a hablar yo con él en español si no me va a entender? Y mi gente no va a entender tampoco. Entonces, ¿cómo lo vamos a hacer nosotros para entenderlo? ¿Cómo nosotros vamos a entender su proceso que nos está planteando si no hablamos el mismo idioma? ¿No? ¿Dale de hecho?
Será mayor en San Luis.
The language is not that it is required. Whether it should be or not, if it did say required, it might sadly set the bar so high that we couldn't get the person that we really wanted, who was perhaps the best in all sorts of other ways. But we're in a community where those of us who don't speak Spanish are already a minority. The Spanish or Latino community is the growing community in this city. The notion that we would not put into the job description that it was desirable. Why would it not be desirable? By what stretch of the imagination could it be undesirable to be bilingual? It doesn't say required, it says desirable. If we find ourselves with two or three candidates, and one is obviously much better than the other, but is not bilingual, well, there you are. But that's what's required. But so I might agree with you then in that way, John. But I don't know why it's undesirable. It certainly is desirable. And I think we're in a situation where we might just find the right person who in fact speaks some Spanish and some English, and therefore we'll be all the better off.
Maybe
Mr.
Rankle, you were the first one who asked the second.
Yeah, briefly, the discussion in the committee, the suggestion was that we say knowledge of Spanish helpful.
Yeah.
We didn't think that was helpful.
No.
The normal language in a job application or a job description is that when you say something is desirable, essentially that's the lowest level
right.
at which you would mention something in a job description.
Right.
We're not even saying preferred or required. So when you say it's desirable, what it means if you have two equally well-qualified candidates, and one of them is bilingual in English and Spanish, the other isn't, that could become a decisive factor in that case.
Yeah.
That's what it means, nothing more, nothing less.
Out of the last managers we've had, none of them spoke Spanish.
None of them.
So, I don't think that's discouraging to have desirable Spanish and English desirable. Because the applicant that we've gotten obviously has been challenged in regards to the Spanish language. And I'd like to remind you here that there's quite a few of us here that are bilingual, right? So I think those who aren't bilingual will probably desire to be bilingual or would take the time to be sensitive enough, as the previous general managers have been. And I think, you know, I'm going to call this for what I see it. I think this is just like a straw man. What's really in the middle of the room is tempering on insensitivity and not even giving the person the opportunity to be able to speak Spanish to the LA audience or the Southern California audience.
We are at time. We're at 10 minutes.
And, there's three people here who are in the land descent who are bilingual.
Ms. Kaufman?
I don't know when that HR person was, but we have had others since then, and that's who established the last job description. And this committee is just making stuff up here. I don't know why you're shaking your head, but... Well, that was the last one was a consultant, too, and that was his job description, more reasons than the person that you're speaking of. So this is a non-HR change job description here by a few people on the committee, and, this training is... actually goes under PD job description. The FCC license renewal is not up to the GM. That is for our technical, national technical director who does that. And same with the charity registration with the attorney general. If that's even who it goes to, that is done by the national office for all of the stations, for all of the states. They have to be done for all of the states because if you're on the web, somebody from any state in the country can donate. And that's why they have to be filed in every state. At any rate, there are other really misleading and incorrect things here. So I object to this. I think it needs to be corrected so it's not misleading. I hope there's going to be a vote on this.
You have the floor.
I just want to make the comparison between saying, for example, that somebody has financial background compared with experience filing tax returns for a nonprofit. There's a higher level. And so when you're saying bilingual, it is at a higher level, and it is perfectly fine to say that somebody has knowledge of Spanish. People can be knowledgeable but not bilingual. That's just a higher level. It's like requiring someone to have a degree in accounting in order to understand the books. So that's the only point I'm making, and I think that and I went with the idea and supported the idea of knowledge of Spanish desirable, knowledge of, as opposed to the higher standard, which is a high bar for most people to reach.
It's surprising. Just given the credentials of the background, if you are in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes, no, none, abstentions, 2 abstentions, motion carried, as amended. If you are in favor, please raise your hand.
As amended,
with the $70,000 to $80,000. If you are in favor of this motion as amended, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yes, no, 1, two, three, four, five.
And
no. Abstention? None. So, motion carries?